Classics. Music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The Big Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On six.
Was Have You Buffalo and What's In It For. It was a song for Guy recommendation by Ian Greenhall about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I've fallen in love with that band. Guy who, you might say? Well, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, I'm with you for the next 2 hours. I'm pre-recording this show in my little house in Manchester, as always. I got some complaints last week that the room I was working in was too echoey, and that's because my study hasn't got any soft furnishings in it yet. So I've moved to a smaller room, which still has a little bit of a slap back on it, but we don't want the ambience of a professional recording studio, do you? That would defeat the object of recording it at home. So I'm in the little bedroom, my little back bedroom of my house, recording for you. On this week's show, we'll have all the regular features. That was The Sky at Night, It Was Moida, and of course we'll have a visit from the Beckopedia. We've got a Desert Island Disc snippet from the lovely Willie Rushton this week from the BBC Archive. and I'd like to concentrate on songs, what I call list songs, what Elbow called list songs. What I mean by that is it's a particular style of writing where images tumble on top of one another, sometimes quite rapidly, and it builds up sort of fragmented picture like a broken mirror or something, and it's a lovely style of writing, and I've got lots of examples of it for you this week. Also, I'd like to concentrate on songs to do with flying. In particular, flying has an interest for me because I find it strange and magical and beguiling that nearly everybody I know has had a flying dream at some point in their life, and all of them agree that it feels really natural to be able to fly. It's a strange phenomenon, and I wonder if we have it within us somewhere deep inside to master flight. I wonder. When I have a flying dream, I tend to run very fast, leaning further and further forward until I'm making less and less contact with the ground. As I actually stop touching the ground in my running motion, my strides become longer and propel me headfirst into the air. Would you please write to me, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, with your flying experiences. How do you get into the air? Where have you been when you've been flying? How often do you have them? Can you control your dreams, your flying dreams? Anyway, so songs about flight are part of this week's theme. But as I mentioned, list songs. If you're confused by what I mean by a list song, this is a really good example. This is Elvis Costello's Pump It Up. And don't sound right if you say it quite that nicely, does it? Pump It Up. Pump It Up is what perhaps I should say. Anyway, this is what I call a list song. Insistent, almost rambling. It's a brilliant tune as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Costello.
I don't want
Wonderful. That was Elvis Costello and Pump It Up. Love it. I've got a song for Guy recommendation from Lucy Dixon now. She says, Guy, I had a bit of a spooky moment when I listened to your show this week. Only the day before, I had thought about emailing in a Scott Matthews song as a song for Guy, and I settled on Sweet Scented Figure. I didn't get around to emailing before the show, and there you were playing it. You must be psychic. No, I'm not. City Headache is a particular favourite of mine, Lucy goes on to say. I'm a London girl at heart, so I don't really mind the hustle and bustle, but I'm sure many people can identify with the song's themes, which are expressed in some great lyrics. Thanks very much, Lucy. Here is Scott Matthews, another of his songs that I really like. I might be prompted to buy an album at some point. This is City Headache. Was a song for Guy recommendation from Lucy Dixon. That was Scott Matthews with City Headache. Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk is the email address to send your song for Guy recommendations to. Please base your choices on things that you've already heard on the show that you think I may not have heard and I might like. Base your recommendations on the music we play, but also the music I make with my band, Elbow. Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, and that's the same address if you want to send us a picture for the gallery. Okay, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I've had some abuse here off Angela Bettsworth. She says, Guy, get down to Kendall's and buy some soft furnishings. I'm sure your new place is lovely, but this is what it sounds like at the moment. And she sent me a picture of what looks like an empty waste paper basket. Thank you very much, Angela. I shall add that to the gallery on my webpage. Sonara McClara has been in touch. She says, wanted to extend my appreciation for you and your work. Puts me in great spirits, as well as my pups. We all love you. Keep up the outstanding bits of cheer. Best from Tara. She's in Akron, Ohio in the States. Oh, yeah. And she sent me a photograph of her doggies. I'm not a huge dog lover. I've never lived with a dog, but these are the cutest pups I've ever seen in my life. Well, one of them's not a pup, one of them's dad. And this image is a doggy asleep with its pup on its back. It's quite a beautiful thing. Thank you very much. That will go in the gallery too. Si Javorski's been in touch. My old mate Simon says, Ashton, age one, probably a self-portrait. Cheers. And, yes, Ashton's done a very, very handsome sort of, quite Picasso-esque rendering of himself, aged one. Have a look at that. It's circular too. I asked last week if you would send me circular images. I just think aesthetically it'll look really good if we get lots of circular things on the page. Here is something circular, says Sam. 1,029 bubbles around the world. It took 600 hours to paint all by hand and no templates, as I had to fit the exact right number of bubbles in. It's done in oils and it's absolutely beautiful. It's such a lovely image. Thank you so much for your image, Phoenix. Another one here. Another two circular ones, actually. This is from Vince Donlin. He says, hello, Guy. Brilliant eclectic music, especially the 36-year-old Australian-American black man tearjerker. Here are two circular images of my paintings. Beautiful they are, too. The first one is all different animals and birds, a nature lover, obviously Vince. And the next one may well be a self-portrait. It's a picture of a very handsome and earnest-looking black man. Thanks for them, Vince. Dear Guy, I've named this painting after you. Elbow. Love, Martina O'Loughlin. And it's a skeleton on a checkered floor. It's a really lovely picture. The skeleton looks like he's having a good time, actually. I'm very flattered. Nushley's been in touch as well. Nushley says, here's some more Nushley malarkey. Some of it has been influenced by Bill Callahan's record, A River Ain't Too Much to Love. These are all lovely images. Thank you very much, Nushley. That's all going up on the gallery.
Music. Sundays from 12.
Matt Everett's The First Time.
I talk to the biggest names in music about their first experiences in music and life.
One of the biggest journeys a person can take in his life is to find out who they are.
Online right now, get the podcast of This Weekend's Show with Yusuf Islam.
I felt I needed an insurance policy, sort of spiritual insurance policy. But when people start distorting that, it's pretty difficult to deal with.
Matt Everett's The First Time with Yusuf Islam.
Incredibly, that's what led me round to singing again.
Get the podcast now. bbc.co.uk/6music.
6music.
Your tunage and well good talking and that. Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Now, let's have some beta band. This is from Heroes to Zeros and it's called Lion Thief. This is a kind of a list song as well.
I lied to this man as I called him a friend. He fell as I tripped and he won't smile. The fruits of the loops of the friendships that drew, they pulled at my head as I tried to play dead. Never realize I'm painting the corners, the edge as the fruits of the loops of the friendships that drew. Where do you go when you hide your love away? Where
all the loops, all the friendships that drew. The situation cannot be rectified. We're drowning the small ones with loose lips and lies. As the fruits, all the loops, all the friendships that drew.
Line Thief by the Beta Band. Absolutely love that tune. Another example of a Liszt song, I like to think. I don't know, it's not even that he's singing a Liszt. It's just the way the images tumble over each other and follow each other up. It's like a constant ramble or rant. It's a really particular style and it's something I love very much in songwriting. North Atlantic Oscillation are a post-prog rock band who I'm very, very keen on at the moment. I named them as one of my favourite things in a recent top 10 that I did for the Sunday Times. And Bill from the group has been in touch to thank me for playing their music on the radio. The pleasure is mine. Just makes me look cool when everyone else discovers your stuff, eh? He says he's also delighted to see that his son's baby photo is still gracing the photo gallery after 2.5 years. Well, handsome devil he is. He says, second column from right, seventh from the bottom, looks a bit like Simon Pegg. All the best, matey, Bill. Cheers, Bill, and flattery gets you everywhere. Here is North Atlantic Oscillation from their amazing album Grappling Hooks. This is called Ritual.
was a tall, handsome baritone who sang Strauss, Berg and Respighi. She was a petite redhead chorus girl, a product of 1930s Broadway. But together, they created one of the first and most romantic screen partnerships in Hollywood's golden age. Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy could have been made for each other. Their perfectly balanced voices and on-screen chemistry yielded a succession of magical movies that lit up an America in the throes of dark depression. Their most successful and popular picture was Rosemarie, a tale of romance set in the Canadian Rockies, with Eddy playing an honourable square-jawed Mountie and MacDonald an opera diva in distress. As Eddy manfully wrestles to put duty before devotion, they sing The Indian Love Call, a wonderfully wistful duet, telling of a legend where the spirits of doomed romance echo their eternal love across the lonely landscape. It became synonymous with the duo, a heart-melting ballad whose evocative call and response is as tender and touching today as it was in the heyday of the silver screen. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Found that very, very touching. Thanks to the Beckopedia once again. What a wonderful thing. That was Indian Love Call. So I mentioned at the beginning of the programme, Dreams about flying. Why do we have dreams about flying? Why are they so vivid? Why do you wake up thinking that you're capable of it? I like to think that somewhere within us, maybe we're capable of flight. Call me an old hippie if you want, but I have a feeling that Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, I must say I'm not a huge fan of Pearl Jam, but they have done the odd song that really gets me going. This is called Given to Fly. It has a swear in it, I'm afraid. A little bit of editing work for Peter when my show gets to the BBC. Forgive the swear, we'll give it a little squibble when it comes along. It certainly isn't a reason not to play this amazing tune. It's called Given to Fly, and if you concentrate on the lyrics, it really is quite a magical theme to the tune. From the album Yield, that was Pearl Jam and Given to Fly. I absolutely adore it. I've got another email from a band. I do feel popular. It's from Dan Carney. He says, "Hi Guy, thanks very much for playing our music on your Six Music programme. It's greatly appreciated and we're glad that you enjoy it. I just wanted to point out that the tune you've been playing is actually called The Sea and the Heather. The Sea and the Heather and not Twin Feathers. Cheers again from Dan, and that's Dan from Fuzzy Lights. I've played this tune a couple of times and both times giving you the wrong title. I'm sorry, chaps. I'm going to play the tune again for Fuzzy Lights. This is your own song. This is The Sea and the Heather. Was Fuzzy Lights and The Sea and the Heather. Absolutely love it. So, list songs. Michael Stipe's lyrical style, he's one of my favourite lyricists. He just manages to bang a couple of really honest, earnest things here and there that let you know that he's a very nostalgic, a very romantic man. We toured with REM in Germany a couple of years ago, and what a delightful bunch of people they are as well. Real gentlemen. And their fans are just such warm, open people. It's not always very rewarding supporting a band, and it's not necessarily the band's fault. It's just certain music attracts certain kind of people, and sometimes the crowds are not, you know, open to new music. For instance, James Bradfield is a really good friend of mine, and before we'd met them, actually, the Manic Street Preachers asked us to open up from the Apollo in Manchester. It was the first time we played the Apollo. As you can imagine, we were really, really excited about it. We were doing two nights in a row. And we got on there and said, "Good evening, we're Elbow, we're from Manchester." And the booing started. The band hadn't toured for a long time. and we were booed off the stage. Well, we weren't booed off because we stayed on and performed, but it was quite a harrowing experience. I think the first comment to rise from the crowd was, why don't you just F off? And it didn't get any better from there. The following night, I met the whole situation with a little bit more fortitude. I walked on stage and I said, how many of you were here last night? And the same voice shouted, F off. I said, well, you were definitely here. And then I said, let's get through this together as the Manics have invited us to play. See what I did there? See what I did there? We ended up having quite a good laugh with their crowd. Nothing to do with the fact that the Manic Street Preachers are absolute gentlemen. It's just the fact that their crowd, you could have dug up the Beatles, excuse that phrase, you could have reformed the Beatles and had them opening up and they wouldn't have been interested, honestly. Anyway, REM, quite a different story. Their crowd are warm and open and really loved our music, which is just very, very flattering. His style is something that's been a big influence on me, particularly his lyrical style, a lot more than the music, if I'm honest. But this song, this is a list of images that fit together to make the wonderful song Man on the Moon.
Are we losing the tough? If you believe.
From Automatic for the People, that was REM and Man on the Moon.
Six Music.
All the best little bits from the Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Wobbleboard wizard, completely adopted. Robotic hospital orderlies.
Carefully put together into a weekly podcast.
What must be laryngitis?
Those doors that you jump through.
Albeit a bit more carefully than this.
You know, maybe I should get a bit more props. This is my postulation, right?
The Sean Keaveney Podcast.
It's a little bit underrated.
Download it now at bbc.co.uk/6music.
Guy Garvey
on 6 Music.
Can I get to witness? Can I get to witness?
Time now for another little snippet from the BBC archive. Here's a section from the late, great Willie Rushton's Desert Island Discs.
After Shrewsbury, did you go to university?
No. I would have liked to, but you required mathematics, and I took O-level maths, I think, 7 times. And I'm mathematically dyslexic, there's no doubt about it. In my last term, they said, if you take biology, they said, this will count. So I did a quick crash course in biology. I went into the examination, and there was a terrible thing in a bottle. And the first question was, what is this? And I put, vile. And at that moment, my university career ended.
Let's have your second record.
The second record, well, this is having been born in London and raised in it and lived in it most of my life. The one that would, I think there's a moment of mawkishness required on my desert island. I won't listen to these records all the time, very rarely probably, but there may come a moment when I would like a bit of deep nostalgia. So I think Noel Coward singing London Pride, which he composed, I believe, on Victoria Station while the bombs were raining down. For some strange reason, he was humming Deutschland, Deutschland, überall, which is very similar, but it's a delightful song, and it'll bring back the Blitz to me.
London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be. Whoa, Liza, see the Costa barrows, the vegetable marrows and the fruit piled high. Oh, Liza, little London sparrows, Covent Garden Market where the costas cry. Cockney feet mark the beat of history, every street pins a memory down. Nothing ever can quite replace the grace of London town. There's a little city flower every spring unfailing, growing in the crevices by some London railing. Though it has a Latin name, in town and countryside, we in England call it London Pride. London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be. Hey, lady, when the day is dawning, see the policeman yawning on his lonely beat. Gay lady, Mayfair in the morning, hear your footsteps echo in the empty street. Early rain and the pavement's glistening, all Park Lane in a shimmering gown. Nothing ever could break or harm the charm of London town. In our city darkened now, street and square and crescent, we can feel our living past in our shadowed present. Ghosts beside our starlit Thames, who lived and loved and died, keep throughout the ages London Pride. London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be. Grey city, stubbornly implanted, taken so for granted for 1,000 years. Stay city, smokily enchanted, cradle of our memories, our hopes and fears. Every blitz your resistance toughening, from the writ to the anchor and crown. Nothing ever could override the pride skies of London town.
That was Noel Coward's London Pride, and that was a choice by Willie Rushton when he was on Desert Island Discs. Luke Van Duren's been in touch again. He says, Guy, I was wondering if you could play a song for me. It's Tea for the Tillerman by Cat Stevens. I love your show. Have a lovely week. Luke. Luke, it would be my pleasure. Short one, but it's a beautiful one. That was Cat Stevens and Tea for the Tillerman. I love that tune. So this was a song for Guy recommendation as well, some time ago now, but this is How I Came Across Cat Power. It was a recommendation from Chris Wyatt about 3 years ago. This song's called The Greatest, and yeah, it is.
Six Music.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The Bee Belly BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
Bohemian style, lift your life is relative, the deep, only buildings of people prophecy.
into this letter. I'll plow there.
Scratch my head and wonder why time slides into time across an actual dateline. Scientists eat bubblegum, Hall of Fame, baseball, senators a hoodlum, big chiefs in a hall.
My mum's a huge fan of that one. That's Big Audio Dynamite with E equals MC squared. Don Letts, of course, is on after this show. Okay, I played that tune because the theme is list songs. That's very definitely a good example of what I mean. Rambling, perpetual, images tumbling over each other. It makes for a real hypnotic thing. You know that if you're a regular listener, you'll know that hypnosis in music is something that appeals to me a great deal. If I'd ever smoked drugs in my life, which of course I never have, it might be something to do with the fact that a lot of my favourite music was listened to while stoned. But of course I've never done anything of the sort. Another list song, which I love very much, and another favourite of my mum's as well, is this one from Tom Waits. This is one's from my sister as well, because I know she loves Tom. Step right up.
Step right up. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on. One tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3, $4. We got a
year-end clearance. We got our white sale and our smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now, and receive without gift. Our gift to you, they come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills, you tired of kitchen drudgery, everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price, skip the middle man. Don't settle for less, how do we do it, how do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. Ah, you heard it advertised. Don't hesitate, don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up, step right up. That's right, it fillets and chops and dices and slices. Never stops, lasts a lifetime, mows your lawn. And it mows your lawn and it picks up the kids from school. It gets rid of unwanted facial hair. It gets rid of embarrassing age spots. It delivers a pizza and it lengthens and it strengthens. And it finds that slipper that's been at large under the chaise lounge for several weeks. Plays a mean rhythm master. It makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar. And it's only a dollar. Step right up. It's only a dollar. Step right up. Cause it forges your signature. Not completely satisfied. Mail back unused portion of product for complete refund of price of purchase. Step right up. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it. Living it, laughing it, loving it, swimming it, sleeping it, living it, swimming it, laughing it, loving it. Removes embarrassing stains from contour sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party. Change your shorts, change your life. Change your life. Change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy. Get rid of your wife. And it walks your dog. And it doubles on sacks. Doubles on sacks. You can jump back, Jack. See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. And it steals your car. It gets rid of your gambling debts. It quits smoking. It's a friend. It's a companion. It's the only product you will ever need. Follow these easy assembly instructions. It never needs ironing. Well, it takes weights off hips, bust, thighs, chin, midriff. Gives you dandruff. And it finds you a job. It is a job. And it strips the phone company free tapes in for private exchange. And it gives you denture breath. And you know it's a friend. And it's a companion. And it gets rid of your traveler's checks. It's new, it's improved, it's old-fashioned. Well, it takes care of business. Never needs binding, never needs binding, never needs binding. Gets rid of blackheads, heartbreakers, psoriasis. Christ, you don't know the meaning of heartbreak, buddy. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Cause it's effective, it's defective. It creates household odors. It disinfects, it sanitizes for your protection. Gives you an erection, it wins the election. Why put up with painful corns any longer? It's a redeemable coupon, no obligation, no salesman will visit your home. We got a jackpot, jackpot, jackpot. Prizes, 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 all we're guaranteed. How do we do it? 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 We need your business. We're going out of business. We'll give you the business. Get on the business end of our going out of business sale. Receive our free brochure. Free brochure. Read the easy to follow assembly instructions. Batteries not included. Yeah. Send before midnight tomorrow. Terms available. Step right up. Step right up. Step right up. You got it, buddy. A large print giveth and a small print taketh away. Step right up. You can step right up. You can step right up. Come on, step right up.
That was Tom Waits and Step Right Up.
Six Music.
Weekdays from 4, Steve Lamacq. New music, new releases, in-depth interviews.
We welcome the coolest girl in rock, Alison Mosshart, and the legend that is Jack White.
Hello, The Dead Weather. How are you?
I've now worked out Jack White, and he puts different gangs together. So he works out who can break the safe, and he gets a fast driver.
That's me.
Steve Lamacq. Back Monday from 4.
On Six Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, a show of quality and distinction.
Department of Eagles are a band, again, that I was introduced to by you, the listener. Lee Bainbridge got in touch some time ago and said, Guy, I think you'd like this lot. This was the first song I heard. It's called Around the Bay.
Thank you.
department of Eagles. Wonderful, beguiling, beautiful music. And you know, wonderful, beguiling, beautiful music don't just take care of itself. No. You need good police. Our victim was the beautiful creation of a love-struck Joan Armour Trading and became the song of choice for many a 70s seduction. Who knew that its life would be so cruelly cut short? First to sink her claws in was simpering Scottish songstress Sheena Easton, with clear instructions to cut loose on the chorus. The only things missing were nails on a blackboard. Yeesh! Next, in an evil plot masterminded from the shadows by the sinister Simon Cowell, a not-so-macho Sinita brought the sleaze with a raunchy reggae beat and voluptuous vocal that left it feeling thoroughly adulterated and ashamed. Then our hapless victim became the subject of a shouting competition between Martha Davis and Sly Stone. Caught in the cacophonous crossfire, it was a miracle it made it through in one piece. But when Hatchet Merchants' Mr. Pink Presents the Programme took this tender love song, thoroughly thumped it with a bludgeoning beat, and then hacked it into hundreds and thousands of tiny little pieces, it was murder. Christ, enough.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile. But with a lover, I could hold my head back and really laugh, really laugh. Thank you. You took me dancing across the floor, cheek to cheek. But with a lover, I could really move, really move. I could really dance, really dance. Now if I can feel the sun in my eyes and the rain on my face, why can't I feel love? I really love, really love, really love, really love, really love, 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 love. I may need my home, but I should just stick to those that I have got. With friends I still feel so insecure. Little darling, I believe you can help me a lot. Just take my hand and lead me where you will. No conversation, no way.
That was, mercifully eventually, Joan Armour trading Love and Affection. Wonderful. Got a great voice. She was a Thatcherite, and I don't really forgive her that, but there you go. Songs about flying, because of my obsession with flying dreams, please do email in your flying dream details. How do you get into the air? Where do you go? Can you control it? I'm going to start some kind of study here, I think. In any case, three songs about flying on this week's show. This next one is Paul Simon. This is Further to Fly.
There may come a time when I will lose
from what is now understood is a classic, Rhythm of the Saints, that was Further to Fly, the wonderful Paul Simon. Time once again for the greatest radio ever made. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1973, in international news, Greece officially became a republic this week. The military junta running the country had abolished the monarchy back in June, but this week saw the decision confirmed by a referendum. King Constantine had been in exile since 67. Democracy was restored the following year, but after a second referendum, the monarchy wasn't. In legal news in this country, the High Court decided that there was no right of way across the land surrounding Icken Church in Suffolk. It only took 27 years to settle the dispute. In by-election news, the Liberal Party enjoyed a mini-revival this week, winning by-elections in both Ripon and the Isle of Ely, or is it Ely? The successful candidate on the Isle of Ely or Ely was Just a Minute panellist Clement Freud. Oh, bless him. He appeared on the first episode in 1967 and appeared in every series until his death last year. He was also the grandson of psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud, who you may have heard of, and the brother of artist Lucian Freud. In air news, a Beagle-Pup plane spent 2 hours buzzing central London and flew through Tower Bridge. Police closed the bridge, fearing he might try again and fail. I think somebody had a drink, don't you? In prison news, how do you control that, actually? How do you control people flying drunk? Can't exactly pull them over, can you? In prison news, Wakefield Prison opened this week. It had glass doors that could withstand bullets and even grenades, as well as being the largest modern prison visiting area in the country. In accident news, bad news for Keith Richard this week. Keith Richards got to watch as his 12th century home in West Wittering in Sussex burnt down, the poor sod. In television news, an experiment started that would give the viewer a continual visual warning signal during violent programmes. It was criticised by Mary Whitehouse as being psychologically unsound. In wedding news, the $6 million man, Lee Majors, married a Charlie's Angel, Farrah Fawcett. I wonder if that lasted. Anybody know? Guy.6music at bbc.co.uk. So few celebrity marriages last, eh? The Crankies, of course. In town planning news, there was a march through Stevenage to protest against plans to expand the town by 80,000 people. And in pier news, Southend Council voted on whether or not to demolish its pier. It needed £1.5 million in repairs, and at 1.33 miles long, it was the longest pier in the world, which meant it would have cost as much to close as to repair it. It stayed open, hooray! Chicago went to number one in the US this week in 1973, with Chicago 4, the group's second US number one. Thin Lizzy appeared at the Marquee in London, and Led Zeppelin lost $180,000 in cash when a thief stole a safe deposit box holding the proceeds from two concerts at Madison Square Gardens in New York. I wonder if that's the one that they filmed during Song Remain the Same. Somebody check it out for me. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. But more importantly than everything else, this week in 1973, after discussing the use of astronomy in navigation with Commander Henry Hatfield, RN, on the Sky at Night, as the local celebrity Patrick Moore started the 1972 Selsey Birdman Rally. Patrick lives in Selsey, and he's a man of the people, is Patrick. This event saw 17 aeronauts jump off the pier in an attempt to flap or glide their way 50 yards over the sea, and Annie Nightingale presented highlights on the BBC. Really? And that, you know, was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. Actually, as this begins, the reason we're playing this tune is because Eric Coates lived and worked in Selsey, and this tune, Sleepy Lagoon, is apparently a reference to the view towards Bognor. Sleepy Lagoon is, of course, the theme tune to Desert Island Discs. And isn't it lovely? Thank you. That was Eric Coates and the Symphony Orchestra of London, and that was the Desert Island Disc theme, otherwise known as By the Sleepy Lagoon. Patrick and Nicky have been in touch. They recommend a song called Expecting to Fly by the Buffalo Springfield. Very fitting, as it's one of our themes this week, in particular Flying Dreams, which I'm pretty obsessed with. I'm going to play that tune in a minute, but at the end of the email, they ask about a song I played a few weeks ago, which is Alila Dian's version of the Graham Nash song, There's Only One. They can't find it anywhere, they say. It's on a collection called Songbook, which is a tribute to Graham Nash's songs. So here we go. This is Alila Dian with a lovely voice, and this song's called There's Only One.
We can heed the call, we can trip and fall, we can read the scroll on the garden wall, let the ashes fall upon us all, or not at all, it's in us all. Can we say it's cool from a heated pool? We give a jewel to a starving fool, and if we can't be cruel, then let us take the tool and change the rule, change the rule. When we've all begun to see the world we're on, don't you see there's all skin we're in, it's just the same, there's only one, there's only one, only one, one. Do we have the grace to begin the race in another place, face to face? Do we stand the pace, or do we let the case go to waste, go to waste, go to waste? Do you like the taste?
An old friend of the show, that was the lovely Alila Dian, and There's Only One. And it's a tribute to Graham Nash's songs, that's what the album's called. Patrick, who recommended this next song, is an ex-Canuck, and his wife, Nikki, a true South London girl. What do you think of my accent there? Is it all right? In any case, here you go. This is the Buffalo Springfield and Expecting to Fly. I've not heard this song for so long, and I love it very, very much. Thanks for reminding me of it, Patrick.
Thank you.
stood on the edge of your feather, expecting to fly. Well, I wondered whether I could wait.
Buffalo Springfield and Expecting to Fly.
Six Music.
Sundays from 12.
Matt Everett's The First Time.
I talk to the biggest names in music about their first experiences in music and life.
One of the biggest journeys a person can take in his life is to find out who they are.
Online right now. Get the podcast of this weekend's show with Yusuf Islam.
I felt I needed an insurance policy, sort of spiritual insurance policy. But when people start distorting that, it's pretty difficult to deal with.
Matt Everett's The First Time with Yusuf Islam.
Incredibly, that's what led me round to singing again.
Get the podcast now. bbc.co.uk/6music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Top one.
Boss.
Skill.
Lick it up.
Six Music.
This next bit of music has been haunting me. This is the Middle East from the EP called The Recordings of the Middle East. This song is Blood.
Oh,
Wonderful. Time for one more Song for Guy recommendation, I feel. Bizarrely, we've had two strangely linked emails. I asked last week what was the name of the guy who used to conduct the studio orchestra on Wogan. We were discussing the Wogan chord, the cheesy chord, before the beginning of an interview. It was Ronnie Hazelhurst, says Brian. And judging by the banner on his email, Brian works for the Lynn, what they called, House of Lynn. Lynn Hi-Fis were the reason that the Blue Nile formed. They were originally formed to make music to show off Lynn Hi-Fis. And I think Lynn... let me get this right. Yeah, Lynn signed them. Their first record deals were with Lynn Hi-Fi. There you go. Thanks for the information. And the reason I mentioned the Blue Nile is because Philip's been in touch. Philip Tissandier, I think he's called. He did live in Stoke. Now he lives in Zurich. And he says... At 17, I was not having a great adolescence. That probably doesn't single me out as anything special. Anyway, I was lucky. I could have turned out a great many things, good or bad. And as it so happens, my two pillars of support and despair were Joni Mitchell and Neil Young. Fast forward a decade or three, and I connected with Elbow's fine music and loved it. Ah, oh, thank you very much. So it was a rewarding surprise to hear you on your show unequivocally rate Joni as one of the greatest lyricists of our time. She just is, Philip. That means recommending anything in her musical canon is pointless, he goes on to say. So I am recommending instead something by the Blue Nile. Paul Buchanan has the voice of the century. Let's Go Out Tonight from Hats will wrench an emotion from even the most cynical and embittered of hearts. I couldn't agree more, Philip. And I've met Paul Buchanan. He's one of my heroes, always has been. And I love this song. I find it so stirring. And it is his voice that does it for me. And as for your pillars of support being Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, I love the idea of them walking around just behind you on either shoulder, invisible to everyone else, like a Woody Allen movie, giving you advice as a 17-year-old, Philip. What a lovely image. Can you imagine the conversation? Remember, Phil, only love can break your heart. And Joni be there saying, don't listen to him, Phil. I am a woman of heart and mind. Anyway, here's the Blue Nile for you, Philip. And adolescence, Christ, if you're going through it, I swear to God, it gets better. wonderful. That's for all adolescents everywhere, but in particular, Philip Tissandier. If you're at school and somebody tells you it's the best years of their life, they are a sadist and a liar. When you get out of there, life begins. Thank you very much to everybody who sent in gallery pictures and song for Guy requests. Thanks so much to the Beckopedia, as always, then the wonderful Michelle and Peter and Ian and Boz and everybody who's been nominated for Mercury this year as well. My name's Guy Garvey, I'm the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Year.